This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name, Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of service 6/24/2023. Patient is initial history and physical patient seen by me today at the bedside and examined. Patient history of present illness. Patient was 69-year-old. He was admitted to the hospital. Patient has a known history of seizure disorder, HIV, alcohol abuse, and probably substance abuse. Patient was previously at the Future Care Charge Village. He was sent to the rehab program, but apparently he was brought to the Sinai emergency room because of increased confusion. Neurology consulted. Patient has a seizure yesterday and seeming did not return to the baseline. And patient was seen on June 15. And change in mental status, left upper extremity twitching, and the patient was noted to have seemed to be compliant with the medication, no fever, no chills. Patient was given Ativan in the ED. Patient was discharged to the living facility. Patient returned later on the same day for hypertension, increased confusion. Patient was able to ambulate, but unable to ambulate independently. For ED attending, patient was reported to be alert, ambulatory dysfunction, and prolonged post-ictal. Neurology request was made. Patient was evaluated at the bedside. He was very confused, and he had a seizure yesterday. He came to the ED. He was discharged. He said he doesn't know why he came back to the ED because of his confusion. Patient apparently has been on Tepra 1500 milligram BID. However, patient was also on Vimpat 100 milligram BID. Patient has a known history of previous CVA with a residual right side weakness. Unable to find any detail about his previous history as per ED note.
Let me see if I
because
can
of patient, a previous poor historian.
He has a schizoaffective
disorder, chronic alcohol abuse,
poly
substance abuse syndrome.
Okay.
On review of the hospital course, patient himself is not telling me any detailed history. All he say he was in the hospital. Patient has a prolonged post-ictal state with confusion. CT head was negative for acute intracranial pathology, and patient Capra Vimpat level obtained. Both levels resulted within the therapeutic range. Patient was then loaded with his home medication and continued home regimen. Patient seizure was broken with Ativan, and home Vimpat was increased to 150 milligram BID. I'll give you a call.
That's how it looks like on her, but very, very small. Like you can.
Yeah, we're gonna go look together. Since I'm here, I will look at.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, let me look at it then I'll.
Okay.
Patient has an active infection. Workup done during hospitalization. He was temporarily taken off his home anticoagulation due to NPO and altered mental status. Left lower extremity edema. Chronic doctor obtained to rule out acute DVT. Imaging showed subacute and chronic DVT. He was continued on his home Eliquis 5 milligram BID. During his stay, he was evaluated by physical therapy, occupational therapy. They recommended the patient benefit from the inpatient rehab unit, and the patient was sent to the Future Care Charles Village. At present, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness. Left leg is swollen significantly compared to the right leg, but no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, HIV disease, number two, seizure disorder, number three, alcohol abuse, number four, poly substance abuse, number five, hypertension, schizoaffective disorder, GERD, anemia. Social history, polysubstance use, alcohol abuse. Other past history included history of pulmonary embolism, history of falls, schizoaffective disorder, and a previous DVT in the femoral vein and GERD, history of heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction and anemia of chronic disease and pernicious anemia. Mm-hmm. Next line, medication upon discharge, Aliquot 5 mg BID, Bictarv, 1 tablet daily, Gabapentin 100 mg, 2 capsules 3 times a day, Lacosamide 200 mg BID, Keppra 1500 mg BID, and Resto 1 tablet BID, Metoprolol 16-8 25 mg daily. Allergies not known, social history, chronic substance use, alcohol abuse history, review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest and GI, no amputee, musculoskeletal, chronic leg edema, left leg swollen more than the right, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pari, no paradipsia, and physical exam, patient's awake, alert, oriented time 1 to 2, he is forgetful. Blood pressure at presentation 138 over 80, pulse 60, temperature 98.4, respiration 18, adenomyxoid hemorrhagic cardiac enteric neck supple chest and tender lungs, clear no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, not and bars on pulse extremity, left lobe significant swelling, and right leg also has some swelling, but left is swollen more than the right. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, oriented 1 to 2. Assessment, patient is admitted, number 1, ambulatory dysfunction, number 2, left leg DVT, chronic, subacute and chronic, number 3, history of PE, number 4, polysubstance use, number 5, alcohol abuse, number 6, history of previous CVA in the past, number 7, seizure disorder with prolonged postictal state. History of schizoaffective disorder, history of GERD, and patient also has a cognitive impairment. Plan of care will continue patient all his medications, extensive PTOT rehab, fall precautions, and also monitor his Keppra and Vimpat closely, and will follow up level if we need to. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff and also with the patient. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.